The first reading is a reading from the book of Exodus. The children of Israel set out from Ramses for Succoth, about 600,000 men on foot, not counting the little ones. A crowd of mixed ancestry also went up with them, besides their livestock, very numerous flocks and herds, since the dough they had brought out of Egypt was not leavened. They baked it into unleavened loaves. They had rushed out of Egypt and had no opportunity even to prepare food for the journey. The time the children of Israel had stayed in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of 430 years, all the hosts of the Lord left the land of Egypt on this very date. This was a night of vigil for the Lord. As he led them out of the land of Egypt, so on this same night all the children of Israel must keep a vigil for the Lord throughout their generations. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. His mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. He remembered us in our abjection, for his mercy endures forever, and freed us from our foes, for his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Who smote the Egyptians in their firstborn, for his mercy endures forever, and brought out of Israel from their midst, for his mercy endures forever. With a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, for his mercy endures forever. His mercy endures forever. Who split the Red Sea in twain, for his mercy endures forever, and led Israel through its midst, for his mercy endures forever, but swept Pharaoh and his army into the Red Sea, for his mercy endures forever. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The Pharisees went out and took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. When Jesus realized this, he withdrew from that place, and many people followed him, and he cured them all, but he warned them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what had been spoken through Isaiah the prophet. Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved in whom I delight. I shall place my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not contend or cry out, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we see how it's in Jesus that we find our hope. And boy, we all need hope. And hope is that conviction that God always wins, and that everything in your life, God will make all things turn together for good. He will make it work together for good, Romans 8:28. That's the hope that's found in Jesus. And so when you're getting discouraged, when you're thinking, I don't have any hope, you just cling to hope itself, Jesus Christ. You cling to him as your life depends on it. And in Jesus, you'll always find hope. You got it? You get it? Gonna live it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.